Now we're going to meet a young actor on the rise, Demetrius Schuster-Koloamatangi. He plays the main role in the Panthers TV show. Set in 1974, the six-part series tells the story of the activists, the Polynesian Panthers, during the infamous Dawn Raid era. During this time, police would search the homes of Pacifica people looking for overstayers and seeking verification of immigration status. The Polynesian Panthers called out the practices and gave voice to the racial inequality experienced by people from the Pacific Islands and Maori.
You deserve a leader, a visionary, the navigator led by the stars.
Will you stop it? I don't need a visionary.
Where are you going? What about us, Tess?
Do you get girls? He say, I can tell.
The Panthers is on TVNZ On Demand, and it's just screened at the Toronto International Film Festival, where 20-year-old Demetrius was selected as a TIFF Rising Star. Demetrius Maloa Alele.
Maloa Alele, thank you for having me.
Wow, what a start you've had to your career. Winning that award at Toronto is huge for you.
Pretty huge. Still hasn't really sunk in yet, but pretty buzzy.
did you enjoy the 1970s, Demetrius?
Oh yeah, it was a love hate relationship with the 1970s. I loved how, yeah, when we'd rock up on set, it feel like we jumped in a time machine, but those tight clothes and the wig would get a bit annoying at times. But yeah, as long as it looks good on screen.
I wondered what you knew about the Polynesian Panthers before getting involved in the show.
If I'm being honest, I didn't know too much about the Panthers. I just knew like that there was a Polynesian Panthers party, and I knew just like about the Dawn Raids, but I didn't really understand the impact that it had on our people, and I just couldn't really put a face to the event. And it wasn't until I researched and jumped on the project and started asking around, and I found out like the story hits a lot closer to home than I originally thought. It was just crazy learning about it all, just knowing that this part of history we never got taught in school or anything, and not a lot of people know about it.
What were some of the stories that you heard from people you spoke to?
So my dad, when I first came home and used to talk about like the script and just some scenes, he would just sit there, and then one day he was like, oh yeah, like what's it called? My aunties and stuff got Dawn Raided. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah. And kids used to go to school and talk about like, their older brothers or like loved ones who got Dawn Raided, or even just stopped in the street and being harassed, taken to jail and whatnot. And it was just like eye-opening and like infuriating, to be honest. It really got me angry, just knowing that this is how our people used to be treated and still get treated to an extent here in New Zealand.
And you were able, I think, having seen your performance, to build that into your character of Will.
Used a bit of that frustration and brought it on screen. But it was good also having Will on set as well, just to converse with him and just make sure I'm playing his character authentically. And it was good.
did it surprise you that you didn't know your family's stories about the Dawn Raids, that it had been kept, if not secret, just not spoken about, kind of buried?
I mean, it did surprise me, but then at the same time it didn't, just because that it's just such a normal thing that a lot of islanders who lived during that time don't talk about it. And I think it was more so out of shame than anything. They felt that they couldn't talk about that stuff because they were embarrassed of it. It wasn't like, it's not their fault, it's not our people's fault that we went through that through our history and whatnot. It was just like, it was good that the series coming out and whatnot, and all the spotlight sort of on the event, and even with the apology, it's now reinforcing that idea that it wasn't our fault. It was the government and it was the system, and we were just victims of it.
It's difficult with apologies because they mean something to many people and they mean nothing to many others who were affected.
That's the thing with the apology. Like, it's good that it's finally being acknowledged, and the government is taking ownership of of the wrongdoing they did. But at the same time, it's sort of like, okay, now you've said sorry, so what are you going to do now to sort of, you know, pay reparations to the people who went through it and to, you know, ensure that it will never happen again? Because even, you know, straight after the apology, I think it was like a week later, the Polynesian family got asked to show their passports at the vaccinations. And it's like, bro, like, okay, you say sorry, and then the exact kind of thing sort of happens again. So, you know, what are we going to do now to move forward?
You'll be hoping that the Panthers, as well as being, you know, an entertaining television program, actually helps spread the word, get conversations going, that kind of thing. What sort of response have you had to it?
Mostly positive response from a lot of people, just saying, you know, thank you for finally telling the story. And just real grateful that the story's finally out. But then I've seen also responses just like, you know, in social media and whatnot, just saying like how the story isn't accurate, or, oh no, they're just making it look bad and whatnot. But it's just like, we're just hoping that people will watch the series and go and off and do their own research, you know, and educate themselves on the issue, because the TV show obviously is quite informative and shows you all the events, but at the same time, it is a TV show. So a lot of it has been, you know, dramatized, but the main idea of, you know, the event and how badly our people were treated and the dawn raids, all of that is true, you know. And it's just, yeah, we just want people to go off and start that conversation.
How did your role on the Panthers come about?
My role on the Panthers, it came about in a real funny way. So it was just, I was really good friends with Alifunua Finau, who was the the producer on the writer and producer on this. So yeah, he was sort of telling me about the project and was like, we'll get you in for an audition. I didn't actually realize I was auditioning for the main role until they told me I got a call back, and they were like, oh, you're sweet. So you're going for the main role. And I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, I just went for that call back and got the role, I guess. And yeah.
Did you study acting or do any drama at school?
No, it's funny, actually. I didn't really tell anyone I wanted to be an actor until I got my first gig. It was something I sort of kept hidden. So yeah, didn't do any drama or anything, and yeah, sort of just got into it.
Your relationship with your mates was very strong. Were you worried that you might have got a hard time from them?
Oh yeah, definitely. Growing up, just because, you know, being a young Polynesian, we're sort of conditioned to think the only thing we can sort of excel in is you know, sport. So yeah, growing up, it was just mainly about rugby and whatnot. So all of my mates that I have are all, you know, rugby boys. So it was a bit of those ones where I was a bit embarrassed to tell them I was into acting. I actually took drama in year 10 and then dropped it after the first class because, all the boys started mocking me, and I was like, no, I just took it for fun, you know. But really, it wasn't like my passion. But I think that was more insecurity for me. Because yeah, my boys would have backed me either way. It was just them, you know, having a laugh and whatnot.
I bet they're really impressed and proud of you for what you've achieved on screen.
Oh, yeah, they love it. They still, you know how to humble me real quick. So, yeah, they're proud, but they like to keep it real with me, which I really appreciate. Shout out to the MRG.
You were actually studying communications. You wanted to major in screen and TV production at AUT. That had to go by the wayside. Are you going to go back to studying, Demetrius, or given your success in the Panthers, are you going to keep acting?
I'm going to keep acting, just because that's my dream and it's what I want to chase. But yeah, I'm definitely going to go and finish that degree. You know, just do it, make my parents proud and just have that little piece of paper, you know, just to, have a bit more confidence in myself, I guess. But yeah, long-term plan is I'm going to get that degree one day.
I think it's a big ask too when it's your first big acting gig on television, when you're playing a real person, and not only that, somebody that you can sit down and talk to. There's a real responsibility to get it right. So how much time, and Will's such a character, how much time were you able to spend with Will and to get a sense of him as a young man?
It was good because I had a lot of conversations with Will, just because he was always on set and always involved in the project. Leading up, we had like 3 weeks pre-production. So I had, I think it was like three or four conversations with Will before then, just to gauge like where he was at the time and sort of where, like, what his mindset was. But at the same time, I was also getting information from the other Panthers and people who know him at, in the 70s, just because, you know, Will can have his own sort of idea of himself and what he was like, but then getting that broader perspective and seeing what he was like from the outside and how people viewed him also helped, you know. And it was just, yeah, I was just trying to get as much information from people just to build an authentic version of Will.
I mean, one thing clearly he had in spades that you have on screen also is charisma. He had to have charisma and mana to bring people to him. And I hadn't realised how young he was. At one stage I was thinking, oh my gosh, you know, what's the age difference here between Demetrius and Will? But you're playing his age, 1920.
It was even when I found that out as well, that Will was 19 when he, you know, co-founded the Panthers. And I was just buzzing up because I was 19 at the time of filming, and I was sort of like looking back and like, damn, like I would never even think of, you know, starting a whole revolution type of thing at this age. And just knowing how brave and courageous these Polynesians were back in that day was, you know, just mind blowing. So it was like, okay, if they can start, you know, this sort of movement at that age, I can surely, you know, step up and bring that same energy to this character and, you know, do justice to the story.
Was he on set watching you? That would be intimidating.
Oh yeah, he was on set watching here and there. There was a lot of pressure in the beginning that I put on myself, just because I was like, damn, like, I don't want to do something, and then he's sort of sitting in the back like, oh no, nah, that's not how I would have done it, or that's not how I played it. But you know, he was quite lovely with everything, and everyone was real supportive, and, you know, just said to back your instincts, you know, you've done all the research, all the hard yards. So, you know, it's just all about trusting yourself. And yeah, it was good though, just having him there. I got used to it nearing the end, which was good.
And what was he able to achieve as this young man? You know, when you look back and you think about Will's contribution to our history, how do you see it?
Well, I see it as, if it wasn't for Will and, you know, those key people who were in the Panthers, I wouldn't be in the position I am today. My parents wouldn't be in the position they are. A lot of Polynesians wouldn't. So, like, just his impact that he's had. And people just think that the Panthers, you know, were just this protest group, but they were out in the communities, you know, serving their people. They opened up homework centres. They, you know, would make food parcels. They would serve in ways of, you know, the legal aid system and benefits and whatnot. So they've done a lot more than people think they have for this country. You know, and yeah, that's how I see Will. I see him, you know, as this guy who's really gone out of his way, sacrificed so much for the greater good, pretty much.
And he surrounded himself with good people too, didn't he? He wasn't in this alone.
Yeah, for sure. He surrounded himself with good people, and you know, he sort of was that special kind of guy who came from a place of privilege, because obviously his mother was of royal blood back in Tonga and was a noble. So he had this sort of status, but he would bring himself down and humble himself to be able to connect with all Polynesians, you know, and he never saw himself as above anyone. So he was always fighting for that change, even sacrificed his relationships that he had in order to make that change, you know. And he's a hero in my eyes.
Do you think Aotearoa would be a different country if we hadn't had the Polynesian Panthers?
Oh, for sure. I feel like Aotearoa would still be, you know, that, like, yeah, it would be such a different place. You know, Polynesians wouldn't have the sort of platform they have now. I feel like we wouldn't be viewed as equal in this country if it wasn't for the Panthers. They were, you know, the ones who pioneered that change and started, I guess, changing people's minds, I guess, of what we are and what we're capable of. And I can't even imagine what it would be like without them, to be honest.
What's the acting dream for you now? As I say, getting that recognition in Toronto actually really is huge. And I think you have US representation. Well done.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Oh, what was the question, sorry?
Yeah, what's the dream for you acting-wise?
Oh, what's the dream? I guess the dream is hopefully, you know, go internationally and book a couple gigs, yeah, overseas, and just, you know, make a name for myself within the industry. But also one day I hope to write and make my own films. I feel like that would be pretty cool as, you know, just a goal to work at. But
and what are the sorts of stories, yeah, Demetrius, that you'd like to tell in your own films?
A lot of, yeah, my own sort of experiences I've been through. I'd like to tell a lot of Pacific stories. You know, just getting all of those that sort of similar to the Panthers, Pacific stories by Pacific people. I feel like those are the stories that need to be told and have sort of been in the shadows for quite a while. But yeah, I think Panthers just proves, you know, that Polynesians are more than capable of producing our own stuff that can, you know, go internationally and just be heavy hitters like the rest of the films and TV shows out. So yeah, that's the plan.
We wish you well. I'm sure we'll talk again. Thank you so much, Demetrius. That's Demetrius Schuster Koloamatangi. And if you haven't seen The Panthers, you can check it out online. It's on TV right now.